Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins with President Draupadi Murmu's address to joint sitting of both houses. Says Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act will provide new momentum to rural development. Highlighting government's achievements, President says 95 crore Indians have access to social security schemes, up from 25 crore citizens in 2014. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar dies in a plane crash in Baramati. President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other senior leaders express grief over demise. India-EU free trade agreement positions New Delhi strongly amid shifting global trade dynamics, says US trade representative. And India to take on New Zealand in fourth T20 international in Vishakhapatnam this evening. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is fully committed to social justice in its true sense, and as a result of this, 25 crore citizens have overcome poverty during the last decade. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament today, on the first day of the budget session, President Murmu said, during the third term of the government, the campaign to empower the poor has moved forward with greater momentum. President Murmu said, at the beginning of 2014, social security schemes could reach only 25 crore citizens. She said, with continuous efforts of the government, about 95 crore Indians have social security cover today. The president said, the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas is bringing positive change in the lives of all citizens of the country.
सबका साथ सबका विकास का विजन देश के हर नागरिक के जीवन में सकारात्मक प्रभाव ला रहा है वर्ष 2014 की शुरुआत में सिर्फ 25 करोड़ नागरिकों तक की सोशल सिक्योरिटी की योजनाएं पहुंच पाती थी सरकार के प्रयासों में निरंतरता की वजह से आज करीब 95 करोड़ भारतीयों को सोशल सिक्योरिटी का कवच मिला है
Lauding the valour and prowess of the Indian Defence Forces during Operation Sindoor, she said, using its own resources, the country destroyed the base camps of terrorists. She said, the government has sent a strong message that any terrorist attack on India will receive a firm and decisive response. She said, after Operation Sindoor, confidence in Made in India defence platforms has grown stronger.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से विश्व ने भारतीय सेना का शौर्य और पराक्रम देखा हमारे देश ने अपने संसाधनों के बल पर आतंकियों के अड्डे को ध्वस्त कर दिया है मेरी सरकार ने कड़ा संदेश दिया है कि भारत पर किसी भी आतंकी हमले का जवाब दृढ़ और निर्णायक होगा सिद्धू जल समझौते को स्थगित किया जाना भी आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध हमारी लड़ाई का हिस्सा है
The president said, in line with the policy of the government, security forces have also acted decisively against Maoist terror. She said, for years there has been an atmosphere of insecurity, fear and distrust in 126 districts of the country. She said, for employment and development in rural areas, a law named Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji has been enacted. President Murmu said, this scheme will provide new momentum to rural development and create new facilities for the farmers, livestock farmers and fishermen.
Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji kanun banaya gaya hai. Nayi reform se gaon mein 125 din ke rozgar ki guarantee hoga. Saath hi bhrashtachar aur leakage ko rokna sunichit ho payega.
She said in the last 10-11 years, India has strengthened its foundation in every sector and this year 2026 is a major base for the journey towards Vikasit Bharat.
वर्ष 2026 के साथ ही हमारे देश इस सदी के दूसरे पड़ाव पर पहुंच गया है बीते 10-11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर क्षेत्र में अपनी नींव मजबूत की है ये वर्ष 2047 तक विकसित भारत की तेज यात्रा का बहुत बड़ा आधार है
Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were five personnel on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, with two more personnel and two crew members. Officials said that no one on board survived the crash. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed profound grief over the demise of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. Condolences are also pouring in across the political spectrum for Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. Governor of Maharashtra and Gujarat Acharya Devrat has expressed sadness over the untimely demise of Ajit Pawar and extended condolences to the bereaved family. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis said the Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar was a mass leader with a deep understanding of Maharashtra's issues and commanded immense faith among the common people.
The Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Ajit Pawar, was deeply connected with the people. Ajit Pawar has died in a plane accident, and losing such a leader is a huge loss for all of us.
Following his demise, government holiday has been declared across the state today, and 3 days of state mourning will be observed. Here's a report.
Ajit Pawar, popularly known in Maharashtra as Dada, was a dominant force in Maharashtra politics. Ajit Pawar represented the Baramati Assembly constituency 7 times since 1991, winning by massive margins on every occasion. Ajit Pawar held various ministerial posts during his career spanning more than 3 decades. Leaders across the political spectrum, including the Governor of Maharashtra and Gujarat, Acharya Devavrat, Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Maharashtra Congress President Harshvardhan Sapkar, and Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi have expressed deep shock and sadness over the untimely demise of Ajit Pawar. A government holiday has been declared across the state today, and 3 days of state mourning will be observed. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport that killed Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar and 4 others today. Sources in the Ministry of Civil Aviation informed that the AAIB team has departed from Delhi to Pune and will proceed to Baramati to inspect the site and begin the investigation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that around 12,000 Ayush health and wellness centres have been established across the country to provide holistic healthcare services. Addressing the centenary celebrations of Arya Vaidya Sala Charitable Hospital in Kerala virtually, Mr. Modi lauded the contribution and role of Ayurveda in wellness. Describing the India-European trade agreement as a historic, Mr. Modi said that this trade agreement will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCCPM rally today at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavya Nishtha Yuva. Here's a report.
The NCCPM rally will mark the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day camp. During the rally, the cadets will present a symbolic urn to the Prime Minister containing soil from 21 uninhabited islands of the Andaman and Nicobar Island, which have been named after Paramveer Chakra awardees. This year, 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country participated in the camp, including 898 girls. The rally will also see the participation of 207 youth and officers from 21 foreign countries. On the occasion, a vibrant cultural program will be presented by NCC cadets. Members of Rashtriya Rangshala and the National Services Scheme will also perform. The program will showcase their contributions to nation building, social service and character development. The NCCPM rally is a key annual event in the Republic Day calendar and serves as a platform to recognize the discipline, leadership and service-oriented ethos of NCC cadets. With Dilnashi Arzu, Tripti Srivastav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu said that the central government is focusing more on developing manufacturing ecosystem in the country. Inaugurating the Wings India 2026 in Hyderabad today, Union Minister stated that the reforms introduced by the central government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership have enabled common people to travel by air. He told that the government aims to construct around 350 airports in the country and is working towards enhancing the aviation ecosystem. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A day after India and the European Union finalized India-European Union Free Trade Agreement deal, US Trade Representative Jamieson Greer said the landmark free trade agreement positions India strongly amid shifting global trade dynamics driven by the United States' new economic approach. In an interview with a private media, Mr. Greer said major economies, especially the European Union, are now looking for alternative export destinations as US market access tightens. He said the EU is turning to India to sustain its trade flows. Mr. Greer said India is well placed to benefit due to its competitive advantages, including low-cost labour, and could see a strong economic upswing from the agreement. India-European Union Free Trade Agreement is expected to boost leather exports tremendously. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Leather Sector Skill Council, LSSC Chairman, Sanjay Lika said, the leather exports from India are likely to multiply manifold over the next 2 years. He added that this is a positive development that will create employment opportunities. He further said that the agreement will help achieve the target of $30 billion in exports over the next few years.
India-EU-FTA will support the leather exports tremendously, especially in view of other parts of the world. I think this has come at a very opportune time, and can personally foresee that our exports from India will multiply manifold in the next few years.
The announcement of the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement, FTA, has drawn extensive and prominent coverage across leading international media outlets, describing it as a historic and even the mother of all trade deals. The coverage highlighted the agreement's significance as one of the most consequential global trade pacts in recent years. Major international publications across Europe, the United States, and multilateral platforms call the India-EU FTA as a defining moment in global economic diplomacy. British and European media such as the BBC, Financial Times, The Guardian, Euronews, DW, France 24, Le Monde highlighted the scale and ambition of the agreement, noting that it represents the largest trade deal concluded by either India or the European Union to date. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore, in his meeting with Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today, described the defense partnership between India and the U.S. as strong and said that the 10-year defense pact signed last year will further deepen the ties. In a social media post, he said that the two countries signed a 10-year defense pact last year, which will significantly deepen defense partnership between the two nations. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that a large U.S. naval force is moving towards the West Asia amid rising tensions with Iran. He added that Washington hopes diplomacy will succeed, but is prepared to use military force if required. In a radio interview, President Trump said the deployment aims to deter further escalation and strengthen pressure on Tehran. He described the armada as very powerful and larger than recent U.S. deployments elsewhere. The president linked the move to security concerns involving Iran and Israel. In cricket, the fourth T20 between India and New Zealand will be played at ACA VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam in the evening. Earlier, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third match in Guwahati, taking unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. And now the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament begins with President Draupadi Murmu's address to joint sitting of both houses, says Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act will provide new momentum to rural development. Highlighting government's achievements, President says 95 crore Indians have access to social security schemes, up from 25 crore citizens in 2014. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar dies in plane crash in Baramati. President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other senior leaders express grief over the demise. India-EU free trade agreement positions New Delhi strongly amid shifting global trade dynamics, says US trade representative. And India to take on New Zealand in fourth T20 international in Vishakhapatnam this evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.